This is IGN.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Coming up, Jackbox is finally making an adult-themed party pack. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, Cyberpunk Edgerunners Season 2 from Netflix, Studio Trigger, and CD Projekt Red is up in the air right now. But an expansion for tabletop role-playing game Cyberpunk Red will expand upon the lore of its beloved characters. As reported by Dicebreaker, the Cyberpunk Edgerunners Mission Kit will act as a standalone starter set for the TTRPG when it's released later in 2024, but also reveal more about Lucy, Rebecca, and other fan favorites. The lore is authentic, too, coming straight from Edgerunners creator Rafal Yaki when creating RPG stats for the anime characters. These could be the last morsels of lore fans will get for the cast of Edgerunners as a second season is yet to be announced, despite the first premiering to great critical reception in 2022. The show even sparked a resurgence in the Cyberpunk 2077 video game that saw upwards of 1 million players jumping in each day. Next, Captain America Brave New World gets a new McDonald's promotional advert, offering a first look at Danny Ramirez as the Falcon. Xer Twitter user UpToTask shared a photo of McDonald's Captain America Brave New World tie-in poster, showing Ramirez suited and booted as the MCU's new Falcon. He's pictured wearing a predominantly green suit to match his comic book counterpart, along with a helmet and the character's mechanical wings. Ramirez first starred as Joaquin Torres in the Disney Plus series The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, alongside Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan. However, the upcoming Captain America movie will see him take on the mantle of Falcon after Mackie's Sam Wilson gifted him his busted wings in the show's penultimate episode. Captain America Brave New World will arrive in theaters on February 14, 2025, as part of the next wave of MCU movies after Deadpool and Wolverine. And Game of Thrones is reportedly the basis of a massively multiplayer online role-playing game set from the finals publisher Nexon. Sources told Redanian Intelligence that the game will at least partially be set in the north, with locations such as Winterfell and The Wall both featured. It will reportedly take place around seasons 4 and 5 of the hit HBO show, when Roose Bolton is Warden of the North and Jon Snow and Sam Tarly are still posted at The Wall. The HBO show cast apparently will not return for the game, and players will create a brand new character for themselves, with male and female options. Despite having a critically acclaimed TV show based on a critically acclaimed ongoing novel series, Game of Thrones hasn't had much of a presence in the video game space. Beyond a handful of strategy games, an RPG based on the TV show was released in 2012 to poor reviews, while Telltale Games created an episodic story-heavy game in 2014 that failed to get a second season. Interestingly, a Game of Thrones MMORPG for mobile was announced by Netmarble in 2022, but hasn't been heard from since. Jackbox players who are older and have been wishing for an adult-themed party pack, your prayers have finally been answered, as Jackbox Games announced at ID at Xbox that its next party pack is aimed at the older demographic. As the name implies, Jackbox Naughty Pack is the next entry in the party game franchise and is designed specifically for adults. Though there are no details, such as what mini-games would appear in the pack, we do know it is out this year. Jackbox Games has released a new party pack nearly annually since the first installment was released in 2014. Each party pack entry consists of 5 mini-games designed to be played ideally with 3 or more friends, while everyone uses a device with an internet browser, most commonly a phone, to play. The Jackbox Party Pack series grew in popularity thanks to content creators hosting streams, where they play one of the 10 currently available party packs. The series spiked exponentially in 2020 during the pandemic as family members or friends hosted virtual game nights on video conferencing apps like Zoom while social distancing. Beyond content creation and social distancing, Jackbox is a great option for those looking to host a game night or have a fun activity to engage in during a dinner party. Though Jackbox is designed for all ages, releasing a party pack is unsurprising, particularly as many adults will typically host a game night that requires participants to be 18 or older, or the fact that some players typically use snark or vulgar language when playing minigames such as Quiplash. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.